Blog Talk Radio.
A lady came up to me after a show I did the other night, and she said, "Excuse me, Lamar's, look, hey, I really love your music." She said, "And Boogie, your songs, they really helped me through a lot of rough patches."
Hump day. We, you know, we have a special guest that's supposed to be joining us. They hadn't joined us yet. I'm looking forward to speaking with this young lady because she's a young black entrepreneur, just doing some things. And I want our show to bring things like that through this vessel. Find out how we can help you. And this vessel is here for you. Now, we also are being broadcast or aired several other vehicles. First of all, we're looking at Facebook. Always going to look at Facebook. And thank you again. As slowly as an individual coming, I thank you for joining us on Wonderful Wednesday. And I always give you a shout out. I give those individuals that I know by their numbers shout out when they're on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're on the other two vehicles, Facebook, and if you're not a friend of mine, you know, sometimes we can work away and tag in, try to get share it with people. That's facebook.com/DrLDalberto Smith. Again, facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. Now, if you're on Instagram, and I got several, but it, several accounts with Instagram, but we're going to be rolling tonight with Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So again, we're excited. Still waiting on my guests to call in. You know, sometimes we have some hookups. Sometimes we have things, causes not to be able to hit. We want to hit, but that's not going to stop us from making it do what it do. Now, we also will be have an opportunity. You have an opportunity if you want to email the show. You can email it as talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. And if you're comfortable enough to tweet us and let us know how you feel, we'll take that opportunity to respond. That's at Talking Sports Plus with the number one, at Lorenza D. Smith. Also, each one of our shows and episodes are brought to you. If you want to come back at an on-demand episode, you can check us out on Facebook, Google Plus, Tumblr, Twitter, GroupMe, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So you have an opportunity to hit it hard, make it do what it do. Like the guest, and I'm not going to try to introduce that person until they come on here, but like I said, this young lady is doing some great things in the River region. She's had an opportunity to try to take our youth to another level, as well as young adults, as well as some adults in general. The title of our show tonight is Dreams Help You Propel to Greatness. I'm going to say it again. Dreams helps you to propel to greatness. And we're going to talk about it when, you know, as I guess. Once she calls in, we'll talk more about it. But understand what Talking Sports Plus is. Talking Sports Plus focus on being the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So, you know, we want to get the word out. And through this vessel, this is a vision God gave to me in 2017. I was living in South Florida. And it visualized to me that I'm going to give you an opportunity to have a vessel to get the words out talking about sports. I know that you love sports. We're going to take that and we're going to use it. And we're going to use Blog Talk Radio to make sure it happens. So we was exposed pretty much live. We did it through a radio station down there, and we were so excited in Miami. We was doing it down there, so we was able to go to Blog Talk Radio. When I moved back up into Alabama, we had a chance to let's make this thing go. We did. My team joined me. Normally, I will get them to call in, and they will. I had one just text me, said they're leaving Bible study, and they're on their way, and they want to make sure they're a part of it. I was like, so we're going to carry on with the show, with the guests, or without the guests. But we want the guests to be here. Again, the young lady that we plan on interviewing is Sarita Duncan Bailey, and this might be her right here because it's a 708 number. Didn't give me that number, so I don't know whether or not that's her or not. But you know what? I'm gonna make those people live and see if that the individual is not. We're gonna welcome them to our show and just allow them to share their thoughts if they have any thoughts about Talking Sports Plus. Now the individual with, and even though you didn't press the number one, that's what we are asking you to do. Press number one, then be able to identify your last four digits of your cell or telephone. Then I'll ask you to give us your name and location and what's your comments, your question or your expertise. But like I said, it's maybe a number. I'm looking to see exactly if there's a different number that Ms. Bailey has, so she can make sure she joins us and share her thoughts. And if it's this 708 number, Ms. Bailey, all you have to do is press 1, and it'll pop up. But I see her. Her number just popped in. Thank you so much. Ms. Bailey, I'll let you come join us in a minute. I'm going to make you live. But let me talk about my co-host. I have several co-hosts that volunteer to take time. Sometimes they're on, sometimes not. The first co-host hails from Northern Alabama. He's a coach up there in the middle school, at Chapman Middle School. Name is Coach Tremaine Edwards. He'll be joining us as soon as possible. The second co-host hails from Central Alabama. She's my daughter. She's the only lady on this show, and she's a lady of the hour, I call her. Lauren D. Smith, Coach Lauren D. Smith. Also from South Central Alabama. Retired from the High School Athletic Association in the state of Alabama. None other than Tony Touchdown Stallworth, Coach Stallworth. Then we have our other millennium. We have to have millennium. Lauren is a millennium, and also Coach Cameron Gilmer. You know, we got to get that millennium mixing with this old traditional thought process of people of wisdom. And last but not least, our radio personality. Hails from South Alabama, from the Fort Walton Beach area up to Montgomery. He traveled on the train of joy and happiness over Detroit, then down to Dothan, then to Op, where he served as a city councilman. None other than Darryl E. Train Elliott, the conductor of all things. Thank you so much. Those are the individuals. But I do have our guests on now. Thank you so much, Ms. Bailey, for joining us. And, you know, kind of jump in right now. I'm going to introduce you, but I want to make sure everybody can hear your voice and they can know exactly what it is. But we have, and make sure I get it right, Sharita, I'm not saying it, correct me, Duncan Bailey. How you doing, Ms. Bailey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awesome. God is truly, truly in charge, and we will follow whatever he desires to do. So we want to have an awesome show tonight, and I sent you some things that we want to make sure the show goes smoothly in the form of a format, and we want to follow through. We also have some co-hosts that will join us as we move through the show, and they may have some questions as well. The call-in number, I want to share that before Ms. Bailey come back with us. And 347-857-4192. If you have some thoughts, you have some questions, and you want to ask Ms. Bailey, you can. You can call in, but make sure you press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and actually give you a name and location if you choose to. Then offer your comments, your questions, or your expertise. Ms. Bailey, it's, again, a pleasure to have you. Ms. Bailey is an author, a business coach, owner of the River Region Generals, Montgomery Knights, and the Montgomery Lady Magic. These are semi-pro teams. They're doing some awesome things in Montgomery. When I first saw it, and even I know she published a book, and it's awesome to see as a young, I won't say young, entrepreneur, black entrepreneur, making things happen. And now we're allowing you to come in and share your opening thoughts that you want to share with the listening community.
Okay, well, first I want to thank you for the honor of even being able to come on tonight and just, you know, talk with you all and interact with the listeners and, you know, just kind of educate everybody about what's going on in the River Region area of Montgomery. I'm very honored. I'm happy to be here tonight, and I'm happy to share my story and my journey with everyone.
Awesome, awesome. We're so glad to have you. And I know the listeners, and I want to make sure you're aware we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram, and we're also on Blog Talk Radio. So we have listeners from all gamuts that's checking us out, and I do appreciate it. We're heard in 16 countries. So we have listeners all over the world that's listening to Talking Sports Plus, as well as the other seven shows that I host as well as produce. Now, we want to start out by, you know, at this point, is I'd like to give us a brief outlook of yourself so our listeners can feel close and get another, just feel like they can touch you, even though they can't because we are remote. Share your thoughts, share a brief outlook. Ms. Bailey.
Okay, well, my name is Cyrena Duncan Bailey. I am originally from a small little town called Millbrook, Alabama, born and raised. I now reside in Montgomery, Alabama. I am the mother of two teenagers. I am a wife. My husband is the pastor of Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church in Gordonville, Alabama. I am a business owner, and I do have a book that is set to release next weekend in Houston, Texas. So I am super excited.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to tell you, because I'm here in some common places, because I had relatives and family members in Millbrook, Sandtown. You might not have heard of Sandtown.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact,
yes.
Sandtown High School when it was a high school, and when it was a school over there at Millbrook. So we traveled from Montgomery to Millbrook a lot. And then we also got another relationship. I retired out of Lyons County Public School System, and I worked in Mosses. My office is down there in Mosses at the Career Tech Center. So Gordonville, as I know, is over not far from there. Mosses, so I know exactly where you're talking about, and I do appreciate you joining us and being a part of what we're trying to do here. And we want you to now kind of fall in line and just share your thoughts about being a business coach, because some people might not be aware exactly what is a business coach, as well as having the opportunity to be a CEO of a business. Some people want to do that, but they don't know how to, what they need to do. You can share that with them.
Okay, I guess I will first start off with just being a business owner in general. My basketball teams are 501c3 nonprofit organizations. So just being able to get that started and off the ground with all the paperwork and finding the right revenue and the right people to lead me in the proper direction, it was kind of a task, but you have to connect yourself with the right people when you're starting a nonprofit organization, which is a little bit different from starting your traditional business as far as paperwork is concerned. CEO is just, you know, chief operating executive. Basically, you know, you're the boss. Everything has to, you know, go through you in reference of what's going to be done in your business. My business, I have a board. I have, you know, rules and guidelines with my board members. We have meetings, you know, monthly. So when you're first getting started with a business, those are things that, you know, you have to think about, whether you want to do a nonprofit organization, whether you want to have, you know, an LLC, or if you just want to, you know, go another round with being your sole proprietor. I chose to do a nonprofit organization because with the basketball teams, we're able to reach out to the youth, and it's really about bringing the community together and being able to enjoy the fast-paced sport of a professional basketball team.
Awesome. Let me ask you, Ms. Bailey, in regards to you're talking about the ownership side of business. You
mm-hmm.
said 501c3.
Mm-hmm.
Some individuals might not be aware of exactly what that is and the possibility of where they can find out information about it if they're interested in doing it. So can you share some thoughts in regards to how you managed to get your organization to be a 501c3? Just have some thoughts on that business side.
Well, originally started the basketball organization, I knew that I wanted to have something behind just my name. And when I say my name, I mean the name of my team, which is River Region Generals. I wanted to have something behind it so people could know that it's not just a basketball team. It's a business, and we function as a business. And the nonprofit side, it really took me a while to actually understand what I had tapped into. When you're doing nonprofits, you're able to get donations and sponsorships in order to keep your business running, different things that you may need. I've been able to reach out to, you know, city officials, council men and women that support the organization. I have different speakers that come and speak during halftime. The 501c3 just kind of worked better for me and what I had going on than just your traditional business. And I actually, now this is not a traditional way to do it, I did not want to do all of the paperwork myself because, you know, just like anybody else, I was getting a lot of people telling me, oh, you should do it this way, oh, you should do it that way, oh, you have to go down to your city or your state representative's office and you got to fill out this paperwork. And then they were just giving me the run around. So I actually got on the internet, and which probably wasn't a good thing. And I Googled a business, and the first one that popped up there, that's actually what I went with. And it was the grace of God that I found a business that was actually, they did what they said they were going to do. But now I do have a lawyer that I work with, and she keeps me on the right path. I'm not telling everybody that they should go on Google and find somebody to help them with their 501c3. I'm pretty sure if you research in, you know, your city, that you'll find somebody that you can talk to face to face. I mean, because that's, you know, when you really do not know what you're doing or which way to go, you really want to work better with somebody face to face so you can ask certain questions about taxes in your city, because they're different in different areas.
Awesome, awesome. And that's what we're talking about. We want you to be a part of it. We have several people calling in, and that call-in number for those other individuals on Facebook and Instagram is 347-857-4192. And if you just burning with something you want to share, or you have a question, just press 1, and I will identify you with the 4-digit of your cell or telephone number. Give your name, location, and your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. So you mentioned that your organization is in the River Region and is focused on athletics. Is it a certain age group that you're working with, a specific group of young people that you work on, adults as well?
Yes, sir. It's ages 18 and up, and that's for men and women. I have two teams that are for males, and then the Montgomery Magic, that's a female team, and it's a semi-professional team as well, and it's age 18 and up. I also have dance team opportunities that are also for 18 and up. So really, you're just going to get the whole experience of a professional basketball game.
Exactly. So you definitely want to make contact with Ms. Bailey, because you can hear that not only just playing basketball, you have other options being a part of an organization. And that's awesome, because a lot of time we invest a lot of money, and she may know she's aware of like AAU, but we only take it up to a certain age, maybe 17 or 18 years old. I know they started even earlier now. When I was in Florida, they started when they 6 years old, 5 years old, playing basketball. And I understand that, but she's in another whole area, which is adults from the ages of 18 and above. And they're offered opportunity through your team, which is River Region Generals, River Region Generals, the Montgomery Knights, and the Montgomery Lady Magic. If you are interested or know someone, we're going to give you the information, and you can always contact, and she's going to continue to share some thoughts about it. Okay, Ms. Bailey, we want to kind of focus a little bit on, as you say, about adults from 18 and above. Those gentlemen play, those bids are ones, the men, they play in a minor league basketball association. What exactly is that? Because for some people that never heard of that are not aware of it.
The Minor League Basketball Association, it's a fairly new organization. Basically, it's a board of different individuals that have played in other leagues, because there's not just the league that I'm associated with that's doing the semi-professional basketball. There are dozens of other leagues throughout the United States. And basically, when you're in these different leagues, you may or may not like the rules, or there's different things as owners that you want to be able to have a voice. So with the MLBA, it's owners, we make our own rules, we do a lot of voting, we're able to have control and say-so of a lot of rules that are from the top organization of the head. They let us just voice our opinion a little bit more when it comes to the semi-professional realm of the league. Basically, when it comes to basketball, you have semi-pro, you have minor, then you have G League, and then, of course, you have the NBA. So there's just different divisions, and I started out with the semi-pro. And, of course, the CEOs of the league, they saw what I was doing. They liked what I was doing. They were very pleased. And so they reached out to me and, extended, the opportunity for me to be in the different leagues. So that's just another extension of a step up. So once you play for the River Region Generals, which is semi-professional, then you have the opportunity to go up a level to the Montgomery Knights, which is with the minor league. And both of them, you get the same exposure. We do video, we do film, we contact agents, possible opportunities to go overseas. That's really what it's about. It's just a more advanced level of basketball from the differentiation of both teams.
That's awesome. Now, we have to understand this is a great opportunity for a young person who want at the age of 18 above, who wants to continue to play the game. If you're not going to college, even if you've been to college, you say, I still want to play the game. We get to a point we know we can go, but we can't go like we used to go. However, if you continue working on that, your level will continue to improve. And through Ms. Bailey Group League, which is the minor league, as well as the women's semi-pro professional basketball team, you have a great opportunity to do that. I have a question.
I'm glad you said that. I want to jump in right then, because you reminded me of something. I do want to say this. If you are a high school student, and I want to say this because I had a young man reach out to me. If you're a senior in high school and you're 18 and you're wanting the opportunity to play on the semi-professional level, I want you to understand that once you play for a professional organization, you are giving up your opportunity and your chances forever to go back and play on the college level. So I want to make sure that that's understood when it comes to the seniors that are about to graduate and you're 18. And for whatever reason, you might not have had the ACT score, or you can't get into the Division I, you can't get into the JUCO, so you say, hey, let me go and try this. You cannot play or even be on the roster of a professional basketball team and then go back and think you're going to go back and pick up and play ball in college. So I just wanted to make sure I said that.
Well, that was awesome. That was awesome, Ms. Bailey, because sometimes we lose the perception regarding that. And what I mean is that once you step out of amateur status and go to professional status, you can't go back. And a lot of young individuals have a problem with that, understanding that, that maybe I can go back and now I can enroll in Wallace Community College. I can enroll in after I'm a professional. You can't do that. And we have to kind of share this when we know a lot of individuals I know that is on the line, have questions like that. And it was like, wow, can I go back? And you shared some awesome information. Now, we do want you to call in and make sure you play a part of it. Like I said, I'm looking at the board. The board is full, but, maybe you're waiting on the direction. The direction is based on the call in number 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to offer your comments, your questions, as well as your expertise. It's your choice to give your name and location. That's fine with us. We just want you to be a part of it And we want Miss Bailey to give a, don't have to talk the whole process, but sometime when we're interviewing, we allow individuals to interview how they are comfortable. I don't like to do rapid fire questions. I like to do like this, ask a question, let you talk, feeling comfortable to do that. And you're sharing awesome information that each and every one of the individuals that's listening may have family members that might be asking them that question at the family reunion, or asking somebody who's
right.
coaching. And sometimes you hear things. That's why this vessel's here. So we're so glad to have her as a guest on our show tonight. Since you shared about the Minor League Basketball Association, can you share some things about the women's semi-pro basketball team, which is your Magic, Lady Magic? Can you just share how that league worked in regards to the semi-pro party for women?
Okay. The American Basketball Association is the league that I'm in when it comes to the River Region Generals, and the WABA, which is the Women's American Basketball Association. They're like the little sisters. So we kind of function in the same thing, the same way. We're just men and women. So basically, there are about 15 different teams throughout the United States, and we're in the Southeast Division, and we play teams from Georgia, Tennessee, Columbus, and Nashville. So
okay.
we're operating in the Southeast Division. Last season was our first season, which was really, really phenomenal. We had a lot of Alabama State alumni that had played, you know, various seasons that were a part of the team. We had some girls from Huntington. So we were able to pick up, you know, a lot throughout the River Region area to form a team. It was an awesome experience. Our turnout was good. The city was very receptive of it. I think that the city was excited to see something for the women because, you know, other than the professional basketball, after college, there's just really nowhere else for a female athlete that wants to continue her craft until she gets that opportunity to go overseas. There's just nothing else for her. So being able to create that opportunity in this area, it was really amazing and really phenomenal.
And you're so right. For years, I was the head coach for basketball for boys, and I was the head coach for girls as well. But I worked more on the middle school level. So proud because the young ladies I coach there and went and won the area 4 years, not even going to the state 4 years. But they just got to get over the hump from out of the state. And that's down in Hainville called, it used to be Hainville Middle School. That's where I coach. They're now Central in the high school, Central Hainville. So
okay.
all of those girls,
okay.
McCall and all those of the girls that played for me in middle school, we didn't lose very many games. Maybe one or two games, just like now. They're not losing one or two games. But I think it's important that we understand what Mrs. Bailey is saying in regards to women's sports. I have a big concern because I have two daughters that play basketball. School system on Montgomery in general because they actually went to St. Jude when it was open.
Okay.
And now they're coaching and they want to get out there every now and then, but both of them have had knee surgery. the oldest one had reconstructed knee surgery. She's coaching over at Goodwin. She's a part of this show as well as one of our co-hosts. But she's coaching over there at Goodwin right now. And the baby girl is about to graduate from Alabama State. And she's deciding to not focus on any more athletics. Been several years since then. And so it's just even my son, they did it as well. But one of the biggest challenges I see for young, even for girls, and as a coach of girls 12, 13, 14 years old, I even had an AAU team. I even had a YBOA team for young ladies and stuff to make sure they have an opportunity. Can you just kind of share a thought on what could be an incentive to get our younger girls playing? What can the city do, or what can the rural area, Lowndes County can do, because I worked down, I worked in Montgomery. I work in Butler County. I worked in Bullock County. What can we do to get our girls back at interest or get them into sports or be exposed to sports more than just going to play on the middle school team, high school team, or because we don't have many AAU. A lot of times we even have the GMO. Share your thoughts on that.
Right. I think when it comes to female sports, it starts at an early age. I know that I know a lot of people don't consider this to be a sport, but I was a cheerleader before I started getting into, like, the physical sports of basketball and volleyball. So I think that at an early age, we have to keep and get our kids' attention, especially in, you know, 2020, because there's so much technology. You know, I have teenagers. They love to play those Xbox and, you know, PlayStation 4s, but both of my kids are athletic as well. But I think that we've just got to get our kids, you know, into a sport, even if they may not be comfortable with it at first, because sports, to me, they build character. They teach kids how to interact with, you know, other kids. For me, I was the only child, the only grandchild, and the only niece. So when I got to play in the sport, it was everything to me because I didn't have kids that I actually were able to talk to and play with besides at school. So that was a character builder for me. You know, if you are, you know, that only child or you are that outsider or that loner, being in a sport teaches you how to communicate effectively with your peers. You know, when you're on a video game, you're not interacting really with anybody. You know, I know that they're playing, you know, with people that are, you know, in virtual world. But it's something about having that physical connection with playing a sport. And I think if we get our young ladies back into organizations and sports like that, that help them build character, that help them communicate, that show them, you know, that girls can play sports and can still be girly at the same time, because I think that the dynamic of basketball is just changing. And as a female, we take it to that we have to be so aggressive that when we're off the court, we still have that same mentality. So just being able to balance, you know, as a female and having a leader to show you how to properly do that is really, really big. We're not getting that anymore when it comes to the female sports. They're really dwindling because I've been in the school system with both public and private. I was a substitute for 8 years before I started teaching at a private school. And, you know, it was even hard trying to get girls to play volleyball. They weren't into it. Oh, I'm sweating, you know, or something like that. So they're just not used to it. They just want to sit at home and play on those video games. And, you know, yeah, it might, you know, keep little Sally, you know, out of your hair, or it might, you know, occupy their time. But as kids, you need to have that interaction with others in a controlled environment. Let me say that, because I know just from the guys that are on my team, some of them may not want to come to practice, but they like to play pickup ball. And that goes back to not being used to being in a controlled environment. So when you're at practice, it's more controlled and somebody's telling you what to do versus just playing pickup ball and we can just do whatever we want to do. So it really affects you when you're an adult, when you still can't grab a hold of that, you know, somebody telling you what to do because you just want to go off and do your own thing.
Exactly. She offers some great thought, and I've been questioning it because, like I said, I was a middle school coach. So I would get them at 12 years old. But normally when I have trial, I can be in a school with 350, 400 kids. I would only have 8 girls come out for trial. I'm like, wow. And it's available. But when the boys trial, and I was doing boys and girls, I would have probably 80 boys out there trying to make slots for probably 24 kids. We had 2 teams at the time. But you hit on something that's so important. I want the listeners to make sure they check that out, because it's important. When you start off young, you got to have someone there talking the game and sharing the game with them. And that way we build an interest when they're young. And when they're older they get, they'll take interest, because it is a challenge. And that's been my question for the last 10, 12, 14 years. I retired 4 years ago, but that's, you know, that's the question. Why can't I get more than 9 or 10 girls out there for a team
right.
that consists of 7th and 8th grade? It wasn't just one grade. It was both grades make up the team. I couldn't get 10 per girl because being in a rural area, don't have an opportunity to get to a gym. And if there was an outdoor court, like, for example, in Lyles County and Mosses, they, you know, most of the boys, they call it a cage. And the boys go there. Girls was not going away. One or two may go every now and then. And it's just things like that. And you shared those thoughts, and I really appreciate it. You can be a part of this as well. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then ask you to offer your comments, your questions, or your expertise, and you feel comfortable giving your name and location. We're comfortable with that. Ms. Bailey, I know we're gonna continue to push the agenda, and like I said, when they hit the button, we'll let them talk. But right now, it's just going to be you and I sharing some fruitful information with individuals that make up our audience and our listeners. Now let's move to the role as entrepreneur, because I'm trying to touch on that business coach. Yeah, I want to see through that. How,
okay.
You know, I want to kind of hit that, because then I want to make sure I hit about your book as well, you being an author. That's what I want to make sure we close out on. Now, you are an entrepreneur, black entrepreneur, doing some things to help within our community. What can we share with the listening audience in regards to, I understand 501c3, but there's a business side to that as well, that you have to be willing to give the greatest effort. What can you say about that so our listeners could possibly consider being an entrepreneur?
When it comes to being an entrepreneur, you have to have a passion for whatever it is you want to do. I want to first say that, because I'm in a lot of Facebook groups, and I'm always seeing, you know, people are wanting to start a business, which is great. Let me say that first, especially for, you know, African Americans, because we're stepping out there and, you know, we're setting the bar pretty high. And I'm very proud of that. But we are starting businesses that are, you know, fly by night. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever is, whatever's popping, whatever's going on. Oh, you know, my friend's doing makeup. She's making money, so I want to go do what she's doing. And then when you don't make any money, then you don't want to do it anymore. You've got to create whatever your passion is. You got to turn it into your business. I was not passionate, and I just want to say this. I was not passionate about basketball. I was not really a basketball player. I played volleyball. My passion is that I was a teacher. I was in a classroom where I was literally watching young boys say that basketball was life. I was watching them eat, live, breathe, you know, always going to the gym. They want to play basketball. But to be honest, some kids, and I'm just going to say it, some kids are not that good. And two, the ones that are still good, they're not getting the opportunity and they're not getting the exposure to go to the D1s or to go to the JUCOs. So when they don't get the exposure, parents may not have all the information to get little Johnny to the JUCO or the D1. So then his hopes or her hopes of playing basketball is gone. That's where the business of basketball comes in, that I'm creating an opportunity for players to be able to continue to sharpen their craft and then get the exposure to put them in a position where they are going to go overseas, get the opportunity to be seen to go overseas while teaching them the skills of public relations, how to conduct interviews. If they need assistance in anything, I've got guys that might have, you know, lost a job or, you know, they're short on their luck, so, you know, their kids might need Pampers or something like that. We're more than just basketball, and that's what I'm able to teach them and show them and educate them on when it comes to the business of basketball. Now, when I first started out, did I have all of my eggs together? No. Did I have X, Y, Z together? No. Did I have a blueprint of what to do or when to do it? No. And it's okay not to have those things. Don't think that because I don't have everything laid out for me that I should wait to start that business. No. Go ahead. Apply for that EIN number, which is free. Go ahead and get that EIN number. If you're selling T-shirts, if you're selling lip gloss, if you're selling weed, whatever you're selling, put something behind it that's going to make you stand out from other people, which is having it, making it a business. It's not a hobby. This is my business. This is my livelihood. These extra funds, they help with my family. And then you turn around and you sow unto other people. You help educate them. You go to workshops. You go to seminars. You pour into yourself whatever your craft and your passion is. We can't keep continuing to think that everything is going to be for free. You're going to have to invest in yourself. Investing in yourself doesn't mean spending thousands of dollars. It's meant to be tax season. Go get you an EIN. Get you an EIN, and then you go and you apply for your business license. It's like literally probably less than $500. So you can Google the information right now and go ahead and get yourself start prepping, whatever you want your business name to be. This stuff is not that hard. We've just got to take our time and our resources, and we've got to use them to the best of our benefit when it comes to business management and owning the business. And like I said, even if you don't know all the information, go ahead and take that first step. I guarantee you, whoever your higher being is, if you pray to them, talk to them, blow smoke signals, whatever it is that you do, but if you do that, I promise you, you'll see the product.
Awesome. And I'm telling you, she shared some mighty strong things there. First of all, you know, some people say, well, EIN, just go to the federal government, the IRS, and they'll tell you that's an employment identification number. You use that instead of using your Social Security number. A lot of people,
right. You
know, if you, and some people don't understand that you don't want to hand out your Social Security number to everybody because it don't always. So that gives you the opportunity to use the employer's identification number, EIN number. Two other things I'm going to let you catch your breath right now. And I wanted to make sure I'm glad to hear that you made a statement of passion. If you want to start a business,
yes,
you must have passion. Passion is so important.
Yes.
Passion for success. It's going to require something inside of you that you're willing to dig down. It's not just something you're going to do for a part-time situation. This is going to be your livelihood. So you have to have passion.
Yes.
So you talked about young people that's associated with your organization learning public relations. Communication is so important, and I think that's where we're having a lot of problems. And I always try to focus on cultural, and this is what our show's a lot, our cultural. We got to be able to communicate with one another in public without being upset.
Yes.
You know, one thing about sports, you said earlier, you know, is build character. You know, you learn how to work teamwork and everything. If you understand that, you won't be upset when you get out in the world and among other people and things don't go your way or something may happen to you. You resort to the only thing you're used to, which a lot of times is violence. This is how
right. You
grow and grow. You can share your thoughts on that. I just wanted to hit on that and share that. That's what I took from what you were sharing.
Yes. I mean, we've got to get our community involved, and not just in Montgomery. This is in any community where you live at. We've got to get our young adults something to do, because I know here in Montgomery the activities are getting a limited when you know it comes to you've hit that high school age. There's not really a whole lot of stuff for you to get into but trouble. So once you get 18 and you need a positive way to transfer energy, sports is what we're turning to now. Sports, and you know, everybody wants to be, you know, a rapper or something. going to, if we're going to create a hobby, make it a business.
Awesome, awesome. Make it a business, a hobby, something you love doing. You got to have it. Love is passion. Come on now, we have to keep that
yes.
in our other two shows now, which is my relationship and love show. We talk about passion all the time. So that's what we're to keep
oh,
in
wow.
mind. Ms. Bailey is sharing those thoughts. Say, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to have a passion for what you want to do. It's not a fly by night. Sometimes it don't happen in
right.
a year. You got to be ready to
yes.
go if a passion to hang in there and grind at it. Now the call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you on here. I'll let you share your thoughts as well. I'm looking at my board. The board is full of people on the board listening, but no one wants to push that number 1 right now, but that's good. Want some information if you just want to listen. That's what communication is all about. It's not always talking. It's listening. And that's what is so
oh,
important
yeah. oh,
in
yeah.
what we're doing now. We're going to kind of launch forward, and we're going to talk a little bit about your book right quick. You can share some things about your book. Then we'll touch bases on your upcoming events, and then you can share the information how individuals that want to contact you or know someone that may be interested in your semi-professional team. And I had somebody hit the button. I appreciate it. Hold on, Ms. Bailey. There's somebody want to ask a question. We have the individual with the last 4-digit 0511. Let us know your name or your location, however you choose, and you can ask your question of Ms. Bailey. You're live. Well, they're not saying anything, so maybe they're having a problem, Ms. Bailey, but we'll move forward because we have about 8 to 10 minutes to get this done. I always try to keep within the hour, but I sometimes can go over because I set the time. So can you just kind of share with us, as I say, some of the upcoming events that you have dealing with your ownership, your business opportunities, business ownership? Just share some of the upcoming events.
Okay. The first upcoming event is the River Region General. We're playing the Blackhawks from Columbus, Georgia. We're playing Sunday at 4 o'clock at Lovelies Community Center. Our theme for that particular game is cartoon characters. So we're going to have some special activities for the youth. So we want everybody to bring your kids out. We're going to have a lot of festivities going on for halftime for them. Again, we're taking on the Blackhawks of Columbus, Georgia. The game is at 4 o'clock, and it's at Lovelies Community Center, and that's on a Sunday. We would love to see you as we get ready to wrap up our season and head into playoffs. And that's with the River Region Generals. The Montgomery Knights. They are actually, we're doing some tryouts, and we've got some players sending film to our coach. So if you are interested in playing basketball on a professional level and you're 18 and up, please do reach out to me, 334-721-3500. The season will start the 1st of April for the Montgomery Knights. All of our games are at Lovelies Community Center, by the way. And then you said something about my book. Next weekend, my book is actually coming out. My book release is in Houston, Texas, so I'll be flying out to Houston next weekend for the launch of Life of an Entrepreneur. That's the name of my book. And also, my husband and I are partnering together, and we have a book that's coming out, and it's called Struggling to Keep the Vows. So we've got a lot of great things that are going on the business standpoint that we'll be able to connect to anyone, you know, whether it be on sports, whether it be on relationships, whether it be on business. And that's where the business coaching comes from. I am the second African-American female in Alabama to own a basketball team. So the River Region Generals, we actually have merchandise in Walmart on Ann Street. And so I created a platform on my website, Sarita Duncan Bailey, where I'm able to book sessions with individuals that are looking to become entrepreneurs. And, you know, we do strategy sessions for 15 to 30 minutes, and they're able to express to me some of their goals, things that they have going on. Maybe they already have a business going on, and they're able to just utilize me as asking me different things, and I can give them some ideas. I research the information for them before I speak with them. So when I'm talking to a client, I'm able to really give them some good advice that leads them in whatever direction they're looking to go in for their business or even starting a business. So that's where the business coach comes in at. And with the struggling to keep the vows, my husband and I, we do some relationship counseling to people that are engaged, or if you're already married and, you know, you just have some different questions, or if you need someone to, you know, just talk to, we do counseling individually and as, you know, as couples.
Awesome. It's been, I tell you, it's a lot of information. And just one question, and we'll get that right. You said your website, how do they get to your website? What is the name on the website?
It's Sarita Duncan Bailey at wix.com.
Okay. So you can contact her, and I'll make sure I get the information. And if it's all right, I'll post it on my Facebook page so they can make contact with
yes.
you. Sarita, it's awesome to have you on the show. See, you know, God is in not only in just the healing, but he's in the working business as well. He's working
yes.
with you, your husband, and all your family, and to just have us to be able to connect and be here and get this information out to the many listeners. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you maybe on my relationship show on Tuesday night.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Can come on and talk about exactly what you all are doing. And we want to make sure we are the vessel to get the word out from Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, whatever it may be. And I know you have your own ways of doing it, but that's what we're doing here, and that's the purpose. Again, thank you so much. The information was fruitful. Now, I want to ask you one more time if you would repeat some contact information like telephone number, even your website again, so those individuals that's listening to the show can maybe write it down, just hear it, and then we'll come back and post it.
Okay. If you are an individual and you are interested and wanting to try out for the Montgomery Night, if you are on social media, you can type in Montgomery Night. There's information on there that has my contact number, but it's 334-721-3500, and we'll be able to get that information to you. If you are a female, our season starts in August, but if you are interested and you're 18 and up and you want to try out for a semi-professional female basketball team, reach out to us, the same information, 334-721-3500. If you have any questions about business, you know, relationships, you can reach out to me on any of my social media pages, Sarita Duncan Bailey, Sarita Miss CEO Duncan, my public page, Sarita Duncan Bailey. Inbox me. I'm on Instagram. Only one Sarita B. Any type of way you can get in contact with me, you can reach out and ask me any question, even if it's not pertaining to the page that you're on. It doesn't matter. It's all me. I check my own stuff. I'm a real person. So you can reach out to me and connect with me anyway.
Awesome. Man, I tell you, Sarita, we're so glad to have you on the show tonight. And I want to say, tell your husband, thank you for letting you come on the show. But I do appreciate it. It's so-
I'm telling you, I was leaving. We have basketball practice on Wednesdays, and I was dropping off some warm-up suits, and I was trying to get out of there, and my dance coach was talking to me, and I was like, y'all, I've got to go because I'm going to get on this call. I'm late.
and again, we appreciate it, and that's why we can do it remote and don't have to be sitting up in the studio. It's a blessing to be experiencing this, Ray. This vessel is available at all times, but we'll have that invitation to you to come, you and your husband, to come on the relationship show on Tuesday night. We start that show at 7 o'clock, and we talk about real relationship issues. We talk because we have no filters. I'm just telling you,
We need more of that. We need more of that. I mean, we're scared to talk about that in our community, relationships and things that are going on. I mean, it's real, so we might as well talk about it.
Exactly. And again, thank you so much. And we're going to kind of move forward to close it out. Again, listeners, we appreciate you. And what I always do is I try to give a shout out to those individuals joining us on Facebook, Instagram, and whoever it may be on Blog Talk Radio. It's a little different. I just have your number on Blog Talk Radio. But I always give a shout out. And I see several people making comments on Facebook, thanking me for getting them here so they can hear what you said, Ms. Bailey. So it's awesome to be able to provide this vehicle for those individuals, again, all over the world. But I want to give them a shout out like I normally do, and I will take time to shout them out. We have Yvette Smith, and that's my biological sister, so that's my youngest sister. She's always going to be there supporting. She put down about Big Brother. She said something about me being a Big Brother. Thank you. Samantha Smith. You also have LaPrice Sanford. You also have Pebbles Campbell. We have Brittany McKenzie Smith, which is my niece. I do appreciate it. It's becoming a family affair right here, and I do appreciate them joining. As well as Sharonda.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, one of my former students when I worked out in Butler County down there, it was awesome to be down there. She was one of my students all the way through high school because it was K-12 school. Thank you, Sharonda, so much. Lisa Maria Smith Sherrod. Thank you so much for joining us. Sherry Price McGee, thank you very much. Marvin Lala Smith, thank you, Marvin, so much. Good friend, Lala, thank you for joining us. And another one of my ball players from McKenzie, Alabama. He played basketball, preacher man preaching in for him, Michael Clemens, Reverend Michael Clemens down in Evergreen, Alabama. One of my basketball players down in McKenzie back in the late 80s. Also, George M. Scott Jr., member of my fraternity, one of my frat brothers, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you, George, for joining us. Terrence Babyhead Gibson out of Miami Garden, Florida. So you have us really listen all down south. Thank you. He's a member of my fraternity as well, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you, Terrence, as well, for joining us as well. Also, we have listeners also that I can identify on Blog Talk Radio. I have one of my sisters of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority joining us out of Columbus. She's joining us as well, and that's Crystal Porter, Columbus, Ohio. And also I have out of Atlanta, we have Dr. O, one of our co-hosts on our Monday night show. She's joining us, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. We have Jennifer Edwards joining us as well. And I do appreciate each and every one of you all joining us on the numbers I can recognize. It's been awesome tonight. The last thing I want to share with you is that I have my book I am promoting, my newest book, entitled Don't Be Scared to Love. It's a soft read. It's a age-friendly read. Costs $20. You can contact me through Facebook or either go to my Gmail account, which is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. The cost of the book is $20, and I can give you all the payment options and how you can do that. This is the latest one, came out in December. And also in 2017, I have my book I wrote after I retired dealing with education. And it's education, what happened to the passion. And that's pretty much in our community, what's happened to the passion. And that's why I was so excited when you said passion. So it's awesome. It's $15. Get you a copy of it. Enjoy it. Both books will go toward a percentage, which is $10 off the $20 book, go to the Edna R. Smith Scholarship that we are setting up for seniors who will be graduating in 2020 and want to go to a community college or a techno college and major or certify themselves in cosmetology. And Edna R. Smith was my She passed recently, my oldest sister. We laid her to rest on Saturday, this past Saturday. So we have a scholarship form in her name. You have $10 off the book that costs $20. Don't be scared to love, and $5 off the education, What Happened to the Passion. Been awesome tonight. It's always good to have everybody here. Again, Ms. Bailey, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to make sure we get together and post all that information, because there's a lot of people I know that wants to continue with their game above high school or even at college. And I'll make sure I contact, and we will talk more, and we'll make sure we can get you and your husband on a relationship show. But we'll continue to talk, and any way we can help each other, we will do it. It's been awesome tonight, but it's time for us to shut it down and call it quit. It's been good, and I thank each and every one of you all. Also, on Instagram, I have several individuals listening. We have _Miss_Renee. She's joining us as well. And there's several other individuals who's on, just popped off, because you only have an hour when you're Instagramming and broadcasting. It's been great. God is good. I can't ask for nothing better than that. My hashtag is keep on grinding. That's it. We're not giving up. We're going to keep grinding. Hashtag number two, communicate for understanding. Just like Ms. Bailey was talking, you were listening, you had the same opportunity to share your thoughts. That's communication. Communication is not just barking direction at people, expecting them to do what you want them to do. It don't work that way. But last but not least, as close as your mouth, we play some music to kind of keep us excited and doing what we need to do. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to take this as a spiritual moment. And this moment is where we can just pull ourselves together. Just remember, tell your relatives you love them, and you tell them you love them more, because we did not promise no other day or no other hour besides now. So we just need to make sure we tell our family members that you love them. And that's as we close this situation. I always say when I close it out, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night. Check us out on Friday. We're balling with the doc, and we're going to have a great time at 2:30 on Friday.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yep, declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.